Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And thank you, Eric. I've always wanted the Congressional Medal of Honor, but I was informed I'm not allowed to give it to myself, and I wouldn't know why I'd be taking it, but if they ever open up that law, I will be there with you someday. But you know, that's our highest honor, Congressional Medal of Honor, and that's a big thing, and it's an honor to be in the same room with you. Thank you both very much, Eric. Thank you.
If they ever open up the law for people, you know, didn't actually serve in the military. So, you know, it's the reason I play that to start this segment, and I'm, you know, we're talking about the State of the Union speech all day, of course, top of the hour, every hour. OK, 5 o'clock, 10, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, because there's so much in it. I mean, good Lord, if I could play the speech. I'm not going to. I could play the speech during every single second that I have available to me to talk during this 4 hour show. And because of commercials and news and everything else, his speech would take up the entirety of the time, because that's about what I have when you take out everything else. I have about 2 hours out of the 4 hours every day. I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying I could. An hour and 47 minutes last night. It was long. I play that clip because, you know, one of the things that, I don't know, blessings, if you want to think of it, maybe curses, I don't know, that God has given me, is the ability to think from a lot of different perspectives. You know, so I can look at the State of the Union speech and I can think, well, you know, not just what does Andrew think, but, you know, what is a MAGA person going to think, and what is an, you know, anti-Trumper going to think, and what might the Chinese think, although I confess I'm not as skilled in, you know, figuring out what they think. But also, you know, what is Jimmy Kimmel going to do? Well, you know, I would expect that the haters will pick out something like that, a comment where he says, you know, I wish I could have gotten a Medal of Honor. He says congressional. It's not congressional, but that doesn't matter. That's a detail. Who cares? Well, I care because I'm emphatic about getting things right, but he does not, right? This is the difference between us. And they're going to say, oh, it's so stupid. He avoided getting the military with the bone spur, and he's saying he wants a military award. Maybe if we ever change the rules so that I can get a Medal of Honor because, you know, he got a Nobel Peace Prize and he didn't earn all this. Stop. My God. If you go into it looking for the things that you're going to hate him over, well, guess what? You'll find things like that. You know, if you go into the conversation with your wife, finding something to be angry about and criticize her for, or your husband, you'll find something because they're human. Pastor had the best line on Sunday. Said, you know, the reason marriage is hard is because it's a situation made up of two sinners. That's great line. That's a really good line. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, Trump is not a perfect person. Far from it. A lot of us are. But so if you go into it looking for the things that are wrong, you'll find the things that are wrong. Okay? You'll find that, you know, exaggerations. Talked about this a little bit last hour. A lot of facts that were not facts. Okay. But if you are looking at it for, well, what was in there? Well, you know, some of the things that were in there were pretty important. And yes, maybe the way he says it is a little odd at times, but he's speaking to a country that is yearning for somebody to bring it back to what we always thought that it was. Make America Great Again is his slogan, of course. But there's a lot of people in this country who look around at what we have culturally. They watch TV, they see what's on the news, and they think, it's like, this isn't my country anymore. There's a lot of people who feel that way. And there are reasons to feel that way. The chaos, the craziness, the immorality, which is not new. None of this is really new. I mean, the flavor might be new this year, but the fact of these things is as old as there's been, you know, people, and certainly as old as there's been a country. But the perception that, you know, man, it's never been nuts like this. Well, so he talked about that. And he talked about some of the things, like, you know, the girl that he showed that was a girl that, you know, underwent secret transformation and then was kept from her parents because they refused to acknowledge that she was a he. And the judge said that. And he said, this is craziness.
But surely we can all agree no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will. Who would believe that we've been talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately. Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy.
Because they don't stand up, because they know they're invested in the other side. But he, and by the way, he didn't say, I mean, he might have meant, but he didn't say get rid of all transgenderism or ban all. He was talking about when it's kids without their parents' consent or input. And that should be an easy one, but it's not, because it's not just about being pro-trans. It's about being radically pro-trans for the Democrats who sat on their hands all night. And that's part of what he was doing, too, is just kind of saying, you know, if you keep letting these people make decisions, you're going to get continued craziness. And, you know, other things that he mentioned last night that I'm sure bothered some people. And I mean, certainly didn't bother me. We'll get to in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy for all current and future residents? And it's presented by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. I-10, I-110, Highway 29. Are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, he kind of did the same thing with them last night talking about voter ID. Like, really, why do you oppose this when you require it for everything else? I mean, I think he even brought up the Mamdani thing about having to have, you know, a couple different forms of IDs just to plow snow or whatever. It's insane, but not to vote.
And perhaps most importantly, I'm asking you to approve the Save America Act. To stop illegal aliens and others who are unpermitted persons from voting in our sacred American elections. That cheating is rampant in our elections. It's rampant. It's very simple. All voters must show voter ID. All voters must show proof of citizenship in order to vote.
And why would anybody oppose that?
And the reason they don't want to do it, why would anybody not want voter ID? One reason, because they want to cheat. There's only one reason. They make up all excuses. They say it's racist. They come up with things. You almost say, what imagination they have.
Including, you know, women are too silly or incapable to get when they change their names and become married. Which, by the way, it actually is harder. I mean, there's no doubt. It's a challenge. But, you know, like the insult in saying that, you know, poor people or black people or women cannot figure out how to get an ID. And I've said before, I don't mind providing it for free. I don't think cost should ever be a factor in something like that. But, you know, the insult that you carry in your justification for why having voter ID is too hard for some people, it's really an insult, even though you don't maybe think of it that way.
They want to cheat, they have cheated, and their policy is so bad that the only way they can get elected is to cheat. And we're going to stop it. We have to stop it, Josh.
And then the thing I mentioned before, just kind of hinted at, is that, you know, I'm sure he said things, not just those, I mean, lots of things that some people object to, but I, for one, I'm glad to hear a president just talk openly about religion. Now, I will say, and I've said before, that I think that the president's understanding of Christianity is pretty limited. I don't think that he really grasps the gospel. I really try never to pronounce whether I think somebody is or is not a Christian, but I certainly have concerns about him. But at least he is saying things that are pro-religious. And a lot of presidents do. I mean, you know, Biden was in favor of his version of religion, Obama. I mean, you know, it's not that he's the only one, but there's sort of a, some people have internalized the notion that we can be religious, but we should be a little bit ashamed of it. You know, it's not so much for the public sphere. And again, though, I think Trump's grasp and theological depth is kind of limited or flawed. I love to hear a president say stuff like this.
I'm very proud to say that during my time in office, both the first 4 years and in particular this last year, there has been a tremendous renewal in religion, faith, Christianity, and belief in God. Tremendous renewal. This is especially true among young people, and a big part of that had to do with my great friend, Charlie Kirk, a great guy, great man.
Of course, he talked about Erica, who was there in the audience last night.
In Charlie's memory, we must all come together to reaffirm that America is one nation under God, and we must totally reject political violence of any kind.
Both true. Right, most definitely true. So providing a safe space as a nation for people to be religious. You know, it's kind of funny. Some people on my side, they tend to look at the what they would call the persecution of Christians and of Christianity in the United States. And I always think that's, well, no, I mean, persecution is when they hang you upside down and they flay you and they set you on fire for a party trick and, you know, like Nero. I mean, that's, you know, that's persecution. There's real persecution historically of not just Christians, but of lots of different people, but certainly of Christians. And talking about what goes on in America because, you know, the employees at Target say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, you know, that's not persecution. I mean, it's an insult to those who have been persecuted to say that's persecution. But it doesn't mean, just because I say that, doesn't mean that I don't recognize that there's been a lot of hostility and marginalization towards people of faith in this country. And the easiest example of it is, tell me which network television show, let alone cable or Netflix or anything else, where you see a person of faith openly, regularly, you know, praying, going to church, reading their Bible, that's a hero in the story. I mean, it doesn't exist, or it's so rare that it might as well not exist. You know, for all of the attention that you give to how black people are portrayed or how women are portrayed or how gays are portrayed or how, you know, atheists are portrayed or any of the other groups, handicapped people are portrayed, people with autism are portrayed. You know, you pick any group and you'll find a really almost absurd effort to portray that group in a positive light and to normalize them. You know, the disproportionate representation of gay people on TV is ridiculous numerically. But there are reasons for it. But okay, I mean, that just is. And then you look at the representation of people of faith. Christians. Now, I mean, non-Christians get a lot of positive press. You know, you can be the hero Buddhist. You know, you can be the hero Muslim. You can be the hero atheist. But the hero Christian that's just an ordinary, regular person that prays and reads the Bible and goes to church, and has an intact family and is faithful. I mean, that's never the hero. They're always a buffoon. They're always secretly wicked. They have catastrophic lives. There's that portrayal just doesn't exist. Well, that is a pretty powerful message for a culture to send its people. It's not the same as persecution, but it is definitely not favorable. And so to hear a president, and again, for all of his flaws and for all of the flaws and the things he does say and do about religion, just to hear somebody celebrate the idea that faith is strong and good and growing, I mean, that's important among everything else that happened. 437-1620, what was your reaction to the speech last night? Did you have a favorite moment or a least favorite moment? You know, in an hour and 47-minute Trump-a-thon, even for his standard, that's long. I mean, it was a show. It was a huge, long, big production. I think that probably, I'm just guessing, but I think that probably at some point what he wanted to do was, can we do fireworks? Can we do a laser light show? Can I get Kid Rock up in here in the middle of the State of the Union? I mean, because he did everything short of that, right? You know, Bad Bunny did a wedding in his halftime show. Trump gave out 4 medals. 2 Medal of Honors in the State of the Union. I mean, that's a show. I feel confident that at some point he was like, can we not get just a couple of fireworks? Like maybe 2 flamethrowers on either side of the stadium.
Kid,
but don't you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kid Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the showman in him was probably like, fine, no fireworks. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Looks like everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you wake up in the morning and you feel, you know, tired still, if you feel achy, if you feel like, man, I went to bed feeling better than I feel now, chances are that's a mattress problem. That's a bed problem. That's a problem you can fix with better sleep equipment, better sleep technology. It's not something you just have to put up with. The goal of a good mattress and good night's sleep is that you wake up ready to go again. You wake up kind of like healed from whatever happened to you in the day yesterday and better. And that's the philosophy that Thane Taylor, the owner of Sleep Center, has. You know, they've been around for 30 years here in Pensacola. They just had their, December, they had their 30th anniversary. They started in Eastgate Shopping Center. Now they're on Creighton, just east of Davis on the north side. Best year they had ever last year. Lots of people have imitated them. Lots of people try to pretend they're them, do advertising like them, even look like them. But they are a one-of-a-kind place. Best selection of mattresses, best service, best prices, no commission, no pressure. They're really big on being the kind of place that you don't want to not go to. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you don't want to go to a mattress store? Nobody does. They're big on not being that kind of place. And they succeed, whether it's the experience or they'll leave you alone if you want to, or standing by their product or helping ask you good questions and figuring out what will really work for you, because not everybody is the same. Literally, not everybody is the same. So if you've had a bad experience with a mattress or a bad experience with a mattress store, stop by the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them.
Oh, somebody texted in. This is, I appreciate this. Andrew, you're not quite correct about there being no representations, positive representations of people of faith on TV. Blue Bloods, the Tom Selleck show, they were openly Catholic and would pray at dinner all the time. And I will confess, I never watched the show, so fair enough. I appreciate that. 629 on News Radio. We can agree it's rare, though, yeah? Very, very rare. I mean, the most well-known representation of a person of faith on American television is Ned Flanders. Who, of course, is mocked relentlessly for who he was. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oakley doakley, then. Let's do this. Americans,
adio, good neighbor.
Americans in Mexico are no longer being urged to shelter in place. The warning was issued Sunday after Mexican authorities killed a cartel boss, leading to outbreaks of violence across the country. Bill Gates is apologizing to staff at the Gates Foundation over his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The Wall Street Journal says Gates apologized Tuesday at a town hall where he acknowledged he had two affairs with Russian women, but said they did not involve Epstein victims.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, the other person of faith on that show is Reverend Lovejoy, right? Who's a terrible representation of the member. I mean, the Simpsons is not made up of great icons to begin with, right? The closest you've got is Marge and Lisa. But, you know, like the cops are all corrupt and terrible. The mayor is corrupt and terrible and incompetent, you know. So that's the theme of the show. But when it comes to the religious people, that's a theme across all TV, not just The Simpsons.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump delivered the longest State of the Union address in American history last night, insisting he's responsible for a turnaround of the ages during his first year back in office.
A short time ago, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world, the hottest.
The president spoke for an hour and 47 minutes. He said the economy is roaring. He touted new tariffs and said he secured the border. Virginia's new governor, Abigail Spanberger, delivered the Democrats' response.
The president did what he always does. He lied, he scapegoated, and he distracted. And he offered no real solutions to our nation's pressing challenges, so many of which he is actively making worse.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 50 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. Of course, Brooke Richardson's got our full forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce recognizing local leaders at the annual PACE Awards last night. Rick Byers from Florida Power and Light named Business Leader of the Year. He explained why he fell in love with Pensacola when he arrived a decade ago.
We came here a decade ago to take a new opportunity for me to engage in economic development, community development, and fell in love with this community.
And Casey Gartman from Baptist Healthcare won Community Leader of the Year. Sheriff Chip Simmons winning the Pioneer Award last night. Santa Rosa County Commissioners will likely approve a $400,000 contract with Walter Marine for an artificial reef construction funded by state and federal grants. Mike Sandler on Tuesday telling commissioners that the reef will be located just 1 mile offshore, due south of Gulf Breeze, about 60 feet deep, making it visible from the shore and accessible to kayakers. Sandler said more boats are registered in Santa Rosa County than Escambia County, so most western residents use Pensacola Pass to reach the Gulf. He said the reef will provide habitat that otherwise wouldn't exist and create a fishery for resident fish as opposed to transitory fish. That project will also have environmental and tourism impacts. Now, Santa Rosa County Commissioners authorizing formal negotiations on Tuesday with NAS Whiting Field on a land exchange that could take between 3 and 5 years to complete. Randy Roy from Whiting Field says the process is similar to Escambia County's Site X project, which took 5 to 7.
That roundabout answer is to tell you the time frame from this is we're hoping to get this done within the next 3 to 4 years, 3 to 5 years. So it gives you that economic growth you're looking for and the opportunities you're looking for. We're always looking for collaboratives. I'm going to say it again, Santa Rosa County, you are the best, and this is a collaborative. You are the gold standard in community outreach and the way that we do things with the military and protecting and enhancing our military mission.
And county officials say that proposal would be for recreation and high industrial property, not for residential development. Well, a convicted killer is dead after being executed at the Florida State Prison last night. Melvin Trotter died by lethal injection at 6:15 on Tuesday. The 65-year-old was put to death for killing a 70-year-old woman during a robbery at a grocery store in Manatee County in 1986. It was Florida's second execution this year. The third is set for next week. Two people are suing Universal Orlando for injuries suffered on a ride. Twin brothers Eric and Derek Burrows say they got hurt on Christmas Day riding Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry. They say the ride came to a sudden stop that left them with back and neck injuries. They're each suing for $50,000 in damages. The lawyers representing the twins say the ride has been plagued by repeated malfunctions, glitches, and sudden hard stops. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue. It's time to taste the magic of Voodoo Barbecue. Cajun style, fall off the bone ribs, pulled pork, the way it's meant to taste. Voodoo Barbecue on 9 Mile Road in the Target Shopping Center. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is looking good so far. 98 Highway 90, I-10, I-110. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, 50 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will have partly cloudy skies today with temperatures much warmer by the afternoon. 71 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Thursday, partly sunny skies. 40% chance of some showers. High near 74. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Heading into Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. High near 72 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 55. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And we've got 50 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump delivered his State of the Union address, where he highlighted the successes of his second administration and blasted Democrats. The president discussed Iran, affordability, and the Supreme Court's recent ruling on his tariff agenda.
They will continue to work along the same successful path that we had negotiated before the Supreme Court's unfortunate involvement. So despite the disappointing ruling, these powerful country saving. It's saving our country, the kind of money we're taking in.
Trump's speech lasted 1 hour and 47 minutes. Treasury yields were higher this morning as investors weighed President Trump's State of the Union address. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield was up 2 basis points at 4.053%. Panera has unveiled its first ever value meal, inspired by its popular You Pick 2 promotion. Each of the 10 items on the mix and match menu is priced at $4.99, and diners have to buy at least 2 items. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risk. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What did you think that this is? You know, Ricky Ricardo has got the garbage done?
I said Lucille.
Lucille?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a country song. It's not Kenny Rogers running the dump. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
This is the big one, Elizabeth. All right. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. Bruce Woody is the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, which, of course, handles your trash and your sewer and your water and your recycling in Escambia County. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity, Andrew. You guys just have too much fun in the morning.
100%. We try to have fun. If you don't have fun, that's your problem. We're always having fun.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of just... I know you guys didn't do anything on this particularly yesterday, but recycling, Vicki Campbell was speaking at, where was it, Steve Stroberger's town hall recently, I think, maybe. Anyway, and she's made the comment before, but she made it again, which is that, you know, number one, if you're not going to recycle, just get a second garbage can. Same cost, doesn't cost you anything. You know, we don't want you to put the garbage in the recycling, and a lot of people do. Number two, the city's recycling program has been gangbuster success in terms of contamination rate that, you know, what had been a contamination rate, you correct my numbers, but somewhere in the, like, you know, 50% vicinity, which is insane, and it's now, like, 10%. It's incredibly effective to have people opt in and pay for recycling service. Is that fair? I mean, that's what she says, one of the best decisions she's seen the city make.
Absolutely. Although they didn't recycle for a period of time, they were going through a process of soliciting information and feedback from their customers to find out what everybody was interested in, and if there was enough interest to have what's called a subscription service, meaning that those folks that receive recycling are actually paying a little bit more for it, for that service. But by doing so, you know that they're certainly committed if they're willing to pay for it. And as a result, those folks that aren't interested, aren't participating in the program, and don't even have a recycling can to potentially contaminate. So instead of having 40 to 50% contamination, they've been pretty consistently in the single digits, around 7%.
Around 7%.
Which
amazing.
Is wonderful. The industry gold standard, the goal is 15%, and they have exceeded that.
And even the county is not at 15%, right? It's more like 25 or 30. Is that right?
The rest of our customers out of the county, no. We're still up in that 45, 50% range. In fact, we've had these discussions with our own board, and part of this year's budget presentations, they requested us to bring some information back to them on what a subscription service might look for the rest of the county if we were to deploy it. So that approach will probably be discussed this spring by our own board.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, I mean, you know, what we're doing now isn't working well. And if the goal is to divert cost from the landfill to the recycling, not necessarily to make money, but to avoid cost, cost avoidance is the goal. You can't cost avoid if you got a 45% contamination rate, which, by the way, I only say this because there are some people who still don't quite get this concept. They hear contamination, they think recycling, and what they think that means is leaving too much ragu in the jar when you throw it in the recycling if it's a, you know, a glass or a plastic, and that is not what it means. It means throwing something you cannot recycle into the recycling. It's garbage into the recycling, not dirty recycling, right?
Right, because we have to separate that at the materials recovery facility. That takes time. It clogs up equipment, creates all kinds of problems with the overall process. As Ms. Campbell so eloquently says, if you're not interested in recycling, that's fine. That's your own decision. But please don't contaminate the recycling stream. Ask for your recycling can to be replaced by a trash can. We provide residential service with two cans, And it's your choice on whether one of those is a recycling can or both of those are trash cans.
Absolutely. Anyway, other things to talk about. The big thing, the big news is you guys have the app launched last week or 2 weeks ago on my birthday. So I have not installed it yet, so I feel bad about that. But what is in the app? What makes it unique? We'll talk about that in just a second with Bruce Woody. He's the executive director at ECUA. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is looking good so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, Bruce, we're talking to Bruce Woody, executive director at ECUA. The new app is out at long last. It's got all kinds of amazing features. Tell us about some of them.
Yes, this new app is absolutely fantastic. I'm really proud of our staff. This was an in-house development, but looks as professional as anything you'll see on the Apple Store or Google Play. It's called My ECUA, and it has lots of features. First and foremost, you can view ECUA advisories. Let's say we have a blow water notice, a water line, a break, a low pressure in a given area. We put out a notice. And we've circled on our GIS system the properties that are involved. And it will, if you're signed up with this program, you will automatically get notices of some activity in your area. Or if you're not signed up with the program, but you have the app, you can look up and you'll see visually on a map what properties are affected. So you don't have to make a phone call to report something. You can see it's already been notified and it's already on our map. Part of that also involves some notices back and forth after the event as well. If it's a water outage, say we're testing hydrants in the area, or we have a delay on a sanitation route, we can send out messages through the system if you're signed up.
And it's all on the map. It shows up as pins or flags on the map, so it's very easy to see instead of having to wade through, like, let me go to ecua.fl.gov, let me look up the list of outages or notices or alerts, and let's read the text and try to figure out what to apply to me. Instead, it's open up the app, open up the map, zip, zip, there you go, right?
Exactly. And it's also a good communication tool for us, for our customers, about reporting concerns. Just like you mentioned about maps with pins on it. If you report a concern, there's tracking associated with those reports. The location that you're at is automatically mapped. There's the ability to add a photo. So if you want to talk about a water leak or something, well, pickup needs to be done, whatnot. At your choosing, you can upload photographs of what you're trying to illustrate. A picture says 1,000 words. It communicates wonderfully to us, helps us find the problem as well, and make sure that you're communicating what the issue is you're concerned about, be it a water leak, be it a major one or a minor one. Well, pickup needs to be done, a garbage can got missed, commercial dumpster issue, a sewer overflow, a manhole cover is missing, meter needs to be repaired, all those sorts of things. Again, it'll populate on a map. And then there's tracking associated with that. That generates a work order. That work order system, now, as the supervisor who's going to be responsible for responding to that particular report, then fills out a response to the work order when it's done and completed, and you'll get a message back to the system that it's been taken care of. Or if there's a problem and they need to communicate with you, it'll do it by text through the app. So it's a wonderful communication tool as well for tracking.
I love it all. Everything I've heard about this app, and again, I apologize, I have not installed it myself, but everything I've heard about it is fantastic, including, and you mentioned it, but I just want to highlight for folks, if you have a problem of some kind on your property, or not on your property, but you have a problem that ECUA covers, you open up the app, you start the problem, you take a photo, it will attach the photo to the ticket, and it will locate it with your, location on your phone. So it will, you don't even have to tell somebody it's at this intersection 100 feet off the road. It will geolocate it for the responder so they know exactly where to go, exactly what they're looking for, exactly what they're looking at. And then there's all the follow-up stuff as well. I mean, it's brilliant. It's incredibly user-friendly. At least that's the design for it. And you also mentioned something, Bruce. I just want to make sure it's correct. you guys started going a couple of years ago to this call for bulk pickup, you know, pick up a sofa, pick up a old Range or whatever, and you have to call to do that. But now you can do it through the app, so even easier, especially for a lot of folks now who don't like phones and talking on them, but you can report it right, or you can schedule that pickup right through the app. Is that right?
That's correct. This app's only been out like 4 or 5 business days, and the big push and campaign we have for advertising is just beginning. So not many people know about it yet. Right now we've only got like 600 people signed up for it. But in that short period of time, we've had 348 requests for service of various kinds, and 234 of those have been regarding bulk pickup.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So people are already taking advantage of the easier way to make a request.
Very good. Anything else about the app that you want people to know? I mean, obviously the goal is to get it. Tell them the name again exactly.
MyECUA, MyECUA. Other brief features, of course, you can pay your bill online. There's live texting back and forth. All those features in Recycle Coach about what can I recycle, et cetera, that's in there. Career opportunities. ECUA is a wonderful organization for job opportunities as well. You can look those up through the app. And there's ways to communicate with your board and CAC and access to other links like our Facebook page.
Very good. Last thing I just wanted to check in with you is the lines that you guys are installing out to Pensacola Beach. Is the construction that's going on out there, is that for the Toll Plaza reconstruction and demolition? Is it you guys? Is it both? They're just coincident. Just help me understand, and we're trying to get everything done before spring break, both, right?
Sure. Everything associated with the toll booth is a Escambia County project.
Yes,
sir. They're pursuing that and just recently started. But over the winter, we have been working on and are about 98-99% complete right now on the extension of a redundant water line that came from across the bridge, recurring the rest of the way up to the intersection. And then we've also installed some reuse piping from the water reclamation facility back to one of the tanks that's there at the entrance to the beach.
Oh, okay.
That work essentially is completed. We committed to get it done before spring break arrived, and we've met that that goal.
Is that what the pipes with the purple on them are? Is that reuse?
Yes. But that's water that's been fully treated by our water reclamation facility, but we are using for irrigation. For many years, we've been irrigating the medians along Vista Luna, and we are now extending that system to the north and east, maybe eventually along Fort Pickens Road as well, so that instead of discharging to the Sound, we'll provide this irrigation water that hotels and other nearby residents can connect to and provide for irrigation.
And that, just so people, again, these terms we know, but maybe not everybody does, but reuse water is water that you could drink. It's just not rated as drinking water. I mean, it's very, very, very clean, and that's why it can be used for things like irrigation, even though it's not supposed to drink it. But, I mean, you know, it really wouldn't hurt you much if you did. Fair, Bruce?
Right. That's a fair assessment.
Okay. Probably cleaner than the water you drank as a kid out of the hose. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director at ECUA. Bruce, as always, thank you for keeping us surprised of what's going on. Appreciate all the information about the app. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Refresh your basketball fandom with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Enjoy great taste from tip-off to the final buzzer with Coca-Cola. Grab a full court flavor with ice-cold Coca-Cola. Make the run to your local grocery store or convenience store before the game begins and grab a Coke.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Your Honor! Object.
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case.
Overruled.
Good call.
Hey, I play music that makes me dance. And sometimes you play music that makes me dance. Sometimes I play music that makes you dance. I mean, we all need a little more dancing on the way to work in the morning, don't you think?
Yes, we do.
Come on, Janet. Pump it up. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still reporting accident-free right now, but we are starting to see a little small delay on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
And that's one of 1,000 songs that, for me, I will always picture the video when I hear the music playing.
Oh, yes.
That's the her dancing on the beach and Black and White and being Janet, you know?
Yeah.
That's just, All right, anyway, we already had our Cindy Crawford moment last week or two ago. Hey, if you're, you know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are extremely good at this. And, you know, obviously you think about if you're selling or if you're buying a home that's already been lived in by somebody, but you might think if I'm buying a new home, if I'm building, you know, from a builder, that I don't need to get a real estate agent. And, I mean, you know, it's true you don't need, I suppose, but the question is what can they do for you? And, you know, one thing you could do is you can call and ask. You know, Andrew says I should use you for buying a new home. Why? And she'll explain. But she does on Pep Talk all the time when she talks about this. And, you know, one of the things is she knows all the deals. She knows what the right price is for a house, and she knows what all the deals that are available. What points will they buy down? What everything builders are offering. And so she can get you the very best of all of that. But then after you take possession, or I guess I should say right before you take possession, she'll walk through the house with you and make sure everything's right. Because what happens is, you know, you're a nice person. You don't want to be a jerk. And so somebody gives you a house and you're like, well, that doesn't look right to me, but I don't want to complain about every little thing. No, no, no. Complain about every little thing because it is all supposed to be right. And so she'll go through with the blue tape and be like, nope, 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 nope. And, you know, honestly, if you think something's wrong and it's not, she'll tell you that too. That's the point of value of having an expert with you. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A Democrat from Texas was escorted out of last night's State of the Union address.
Not Al Green.
Al Green, that's right. After holding up a sign that said, black people aren't apes. Reference to an AI video shared earlier this month.
What did Jimmy tell us about Al Green? He's from Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, sometimes the wrong people do leave the state. I have a lot of positive things to say about Al Green, but yeah, go on, David.
Waymo says its driverless taxis are now available in 10 cities across the U.S. That includes Orlando and Miami, Atlanta, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. So if you want to get in a car with no driver, there's your chance.
Nope.
And Andrew, you strike me as a bird watcher.
Me too. Yes, I see it.
I could see you with the binoculars.
What?
Yes.
Maybe out at, you know, like.
I feel so suddenly
in
not
a little
known.
Chair. And
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you high?
But
both of you?
You should not stress out about this because I have good news. Being a bird watcher could be good for your brain. There's a new study out. It was done by some Canadian researchers, and it says bird watching enhances cognitive function as you grow older. And the researchers studied the brains of 58 bird watchers to get their results. They said half of them were experts. The other half were novice bird watchers. You're probably a novice bird watcher, not an expert.
I just can't even wrap my brain around you. You both think that I would wander out into the forest and just stand there with binoculars waiting to see the goose-speckled bellyfoot or
it's
whatever.
It's because you have such high cognitive function, I'm assuming that you have to have been watching the birds.
You can't go that way on this one. Because I don't have time for all that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think birds are amazing, but I don't know. I've known you a long time, David. I don't know what to make all of this now.